Chapel Roan, good luck, babe, from The Rise and Fall of a Midwest Princess. It came out about 6 months ago. I was just looking at the charts. So Travis Scott is at number one, Sabrina Carpenter is at number two, and The Rise and Fall of a Midwest Princess from Chapel Roan is at number three. And I've read that it's actually going to move up to number two at the end of week because the album sales have been so,
so
good
exciting.
Because those hits. And there's a lot of talk about Chapel Roan. She has told her fans to back off just because I'm famous or you think you know me. You don't.
You don't get to touch me.
She has talked about her political leanings as well and then has had to clarify some of her things about her political beliefs. She was here in town. She opened up for Olivia Rodrigo. She played at Boston Calling. She came by the radio station. Actually, that day you weren't here, Kennedy. She's a delight.
I'm excited to hear it.
And she talks a lot about dressing in drag. We'll get to that in a minute. But she was asked to speak at this local college that you may have heard of. And she was super excited about that.
The Harvard Medical Department wants me to come in and give a speech.
So
to just talk about queer.
So it's not, you're not about doing procedures?
I wish. I was very shocked. I was like, me? I don't know if I'm the girl to do that, but they were very adamant. And I've never spoken anywhere, let alone literally Harvard. So I'm very excited, very nervous.
Resume builder.
Yes.
You need to update your LinkedIn immediately.
Yes.
Spoke
it
at Harvard.
It is crazy to be, for the first school to ask me is Harvard. It's very crazy.
That's an honor, though.
It is very honorable. Yeah.
I always kind of joke because we're pretty close to the Harvard campus.
Yeah.
And when I first got the job here 16 years ago, I texted my mom and I was like, I made it.
Yeah, you made
it. Well, I mean, the radio station is right down the street.
You made it.
So let me ask you about the album coming out in September. The accolades are there. People are coming to your shows. You know, we look at it from the outside and go, oh, this happens overnight. That all of a sudden, here you are on tour with Olivia Rodrigo and thousands of fans and success and the streams. But that album took years to get to.
I think just a creative career, no matter what field, is made up of a million baby steps. And that is what's so hard to get through, is the days that feel like nothing is happening, that this is going nowhere. So literally every single day, I'd just be like, keep going. That's what I would just say in my head. You have to keep going. You cannot stop. Like, you cannot stop. And it is so nice to know that I've been in this business officially for 10 years, like professionally. And it just takes a decade to...
That's all.
To get here, you know?
Overnight success.
Oh, yeah. Overnight success is 10 years. It was so, so difficult. And the majority of the time, you have no money. So it just is 10 times harder. Because you have nothing to prove. Because it's just an investment. And you're just hoping it works out. And then for my case, it did.
What was your go-to for dinner when times were tough financially?
Protein shake. Protein powder, water.
Really?
Shake it up.
That's pretty healthy.
Is it?
That's great. No, believe me, I've been there. And it was ramen noodles.
Yeah, ramen or like... Yeah.
And if I had a little extra money, I had put sliced cheese on it, like a Kraft single, and a little hot sauce, and I was...
That's crazy.
I've made it in life. Who was the first person, besides yourself, that really believed in you, your music, and your artistry?
It took many years for me to even get on the level you're talking about, for me to believe in it. But I think the first one was my mom, because she was just... pushing me to just really try my best with this, because I was so avoidant of practicing, avoidant of being great. I was just, I just didn't have the confidence to know that I should dedicate so much time to this. And she really pushed me and encouraged me.
And it's interesting you say that, because you've talked a lot about growing up in the Midwest and not really feeling seen there. Was that tough when you decided to leave there to head to the West Coast, knowing that you had that support right there with you?
It was hard whenever I switched lanes. When I started leaning really heavily into like queer art, really kind of campy, not so ladylike, really pushing to see how far I could get with like the lyrics I could write. So I think that is what was hard, hoping that people would still accept and support me. And they ended up doing it. it was just hard to move across the country because I never like went to college. There was no living on your own with like people your age. I just moved from Willard, Missouri to West Hollywood.
That is wild.
And it was just the most jarring. I was just like shell-shocked for a year. I just had.
Did you have a job when you were going out there? Or did you have some plans? Or
I had like enough money to get by for a few months, and then like I became a nanny.
So you're nannying, you know, during the day, and then just grinding, writing.
Yes, I was either nannying or like I had several jobs that where I would just do half and half. You know,
Chapel Run.
Wow.
Just nannying some kids.
Yeah. Imagine watching the VMAs and be like, wait, that girl used to watch my kids.
Mom, is that Chapel on TV?
And why, she used to drive us to baseball.
And why is she dressed in drag? I don't understand. And speaking of being dressed in drag, Chapel Roan talks about that and the evolution and why it confused a lot of people when she did the Tiny Desk concert. If you want to hear that, it'll be up in the podcast. Just go to the Odyssey app.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.